Live from Harlem in New York City, this is The Ramble, and I am Alex Bennett.
Ladies and gentlemen, as always, we go out to the other coast of the United States, the one that is to the left, I believe, on a map. It's called California, and then you go northward, and you, in the middle of that state, find San Francisco. And in the middle of San Francisco, you find Larry Bubbles Brown. How was that introduction, Larry?
Yeah, very good, yes. You pinpointed my location.
Yes, we don't have an address on you, but we can supply that to anybody that wants it and wants to come knock on your door and bother you.
Yeah.
Anyway, how you doing?
Good. I've been waiting to... I wish I kind of had a flip phone because I want to do something techie. I want to take a ride in the driverless cab.
Oh, you know something? We saw that on Sunday, on CBS Sunday Morning. They had a whole thing on the Waymo, right?
Waymo, yeah.
Yeah, and they said they have in San Francisco. And I told Marjorie, we get out to San Francisco, first thing we got to do is take a Waymo and see if we don't go crazy and, go crazy with no driver in the front seat. But I hear they're good.
Yeah, they're all over here. They've been going for months now, and they haven't killed anyone yet.
How expensive are they to use, however?
I heard they're cheaper than a cab right now. I don't know how much, but I would... That actually, people that take it tell me they love it because they don't have to make small talk with a driver.
Well, that's one thing. They should have a thing in there where they can have a AI recorded voice if you want a driver to talk to you. You know.
Well, they need also a kill switch in case you wanted to get out early, I think, too.
I think there's probably something in there where you can say, stop, I want to get out. You know.
There should be, yeah.
But I would take a long drive. I mean, I would I'd have it pick me up at the airport. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And then take me to your place. Or maybe out to Marin County. It would go there, wouldn't it?
They don't go out of the city.
Oh, they don't leave the city.
Being tested in here, L.A., and Phoenix, I think.
Yeah, but why won't they leave the city? I mean, there's the Bay Area. You might want to go to Oakland. You might want to go to Berkeley.
I think they had to get permission just to do it within the city. So.
Oh, boy. Oh. These driverless cars are pretty accurate. I would say I'm sure they have accidents. I'm sure people plow into them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they have accidents. What's the ratio of accidents to driving as opposed to a regular driver in their car?
Yeah, the one thing, someone that took it a ride, and I've noticed it myself as a pedestrian, they're very, she said they went kind of slow. They're almost too careful.
Well,
if you step off the curb, it'll, way more the street, it'll just stop. Not to run over you.
Yeah. Wow. Well, so we want to take one of those. You know, and I asked Marjorie if she would do it, and she went, oh, absolutely. I'd do it in a second. So I went, okay, well, then we'll do it when we go to San Francisco.
You got to get out here.
We'll take it out to see Larry.
Yeah.
You know. It's really a great, it's a good deal. It's a good deal. I think they're also Tesla, you know, has a driverless car function, and supposedly they're pretty good. You know, they haven't had that many problems associated with them. I've seen things they have on YouTube, something you got used to for a while, and that's why you got rid of the internet. They have some things where they have Teslas driving driverless. And a couple of them are in San Francisco, so I know the streets. okay? And, man, that thing was perfect. It come to a stop sign, it stopped. You know, somebody walked out in front, they immediately stopped. I mean, it was really good. And I said to myself, you know, if I ever got a car, I would want to get a driverless car because I can't drive anymore.
Well, I think some of the tests is like if your car is parked and you go to a restaurant, when you come out of the restaurant, you can just click your key and it'll drive over for you.
Well, they do have that now. They do have that now with a lot of cars, not just Teslas, that you can tell it, come visit me in front of the restaurant, and the car pulls out of its wherever it's parked and drives in front of the restaurant. So, you know. So you're willing to get into tech that far?
Yes,
huh?
I would. And let's see, the only problem they've had here with they had problems when there's like a fire engine, a big fire or something, and they freak out and they just stop when they see these flashing red lights for some reason.
Well, supposedly, and here was a real problem. They all go back to a single parking lot. Right?
Yeah.
When they're through. And so at night, they all assemble in this one parking lot, and one night one of them started honking its horn, and all the rest started honking their horn and woke up the whole neighborhood because it were like, you know,
yeah,
50,
I heard about it. Okay, yeah, yeah.
50 of these Waymos. But that's the biggest problem I've heard that they've had, you know. And I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. So how's everything with Larry Bubbles Brown? I want to know just everything I can find out.
My life is so boring, you don't want to hear about it. So.
Well, I do because I need to sleep.
Okay, so, well, I had a painfully long gig, and I had to drive up this weekend to Redding.
Redding, which is north of San Francisco.
I didn't know how far north it was, like 250 miles.
Is it that far?
Degrees. Yeah. So.
Did you make enough money to pay for gas?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was with Felipe, so it was a good gig.
Oh, Felipe Esparza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And this guy, the whitest guy in America, right?
I'm the only white guy in the... There actually were some white people at the show this time.
Yeah. But you, as the whitest person in America, you open for a Hispanic act, right?
Yeah.
Although, what's his name? Lopez. I'm trying to remember. What was his first name?
George Lopez.
George Lopez. Once I said Hispanic, and he said, don't say that. And I said, why? He said, there is no such place as Hispaniola. We are either Mexican or we're Latin. Or we're Spanish, you know, but we're not Hispanic.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, you might ask Esparza the next time you work with him how he feels about that. No, really, I'm serious, because George Lopez made a big deal out of it. He just, you know, you don't call me Hispanic. I'm not Hispanic. Yeah, you know, so. But anyway, does he do his act in Spanish, or does he do it in English? When he goes to Redding.
He's done 4 Netflix specials, and one of them he did in Spanish.
Yeah, but when he works with you, is he working in
Spanish? It's English, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because probably if it were all Spanish audience, they wouldn't understand a word you say. Not that that isn't the case with white audiences.
No.
So.
He said if I could learn Spanish, he thinks I'd do very well in Mexico.
Really?
Yes, he said you'd be huge there, bro.
I think it's wonderful that you have these comedians who think so much of you that when they come to San Francisco, they say, get me Larry Bubbles Brown.
That is nice, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you open for Dana Carvey.
Dana, right? Rob Schneider, Felipe, and I think I worked more with anyone was Norm MacDonald.
Really?
Norm, yeah, Norm was great. He was so nice to me.
What a funny guy.
Yeah.
It's a shame we lost him. His sense of humor is needed in this day and age.
He was great and a very odd person, but
what kind of a guy was he? I mean, you deal with him on a personal level.
Well, he needed a Waymo because he didn't drive a car.
And, yeah.
And he would, I think it's called special SPAT kind of problems where, like, when he was working at Cobb's, the hotel was four blocks away, a straight line, and he could not find it by himself. He needed someone to walk him back.
Did you say maybe spatial is the word you're looking for?
Yeah, they call it spatial difficulty.
Wow. Didn't know that. He had a lot of problems, didn't he?
Yeah. Maybe he's a genius. I don't know.
And then he got the cancer, and I don't think he told anybody.
Didn't tell anybody. He told one person. His let's see, the guy that manages Dana, Mark Gervitz.
Yeah.
So he was the only one that knew, and then afterwards,
Yeah, well, I mean, towards the end, people knew, didn't they?
No, not at all.
Really? Just one day he died, and they said he had it for like 10 years?
10 years, and because I was trying to get hold of him for the last year, and he always called me back. I didn't hear from him, so I thought something's up. But.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he was a very respected comic. I don't know that I really got into him till after he was dead, and I just saw saw his body of work and went, "This is some brilliant stuff."
I had so many TV appearances in Saturday Night Live, and that thing he did. He was just relentless on OJ Saturday Night Live.
Well, that was the thing that got him fired from the newscast, at least, because the best, what's his name, the head of NBC or something, was a good friend of OJ's, and he didn't like all the ribbing of OJ.
Right.
You know, which is, you know, to me, if you run a network, that's fine, but you don't tell people, especially in something like a comic news segment, what to say.
Yeah, Norm did the typical comic response. You tell a comic not to do something, he's going to do it.
Well, I mean, the fact is that, well, I mean, there's no comedy in a woman getting killed like she got killed, but there is comedy in OJ.
Mm-hmm.
Because he, you know, he would say, I'm going out, I'm going to find the killers, you know. So you make a joke always about it. Oh, he was out last night looking for the killers, you know, things like that. I mean, some people are not joke proof. They create a situation where people have to laugh at it, you know. I mean, is Trump funny or isn't he funny?
That's funny, right?
Yeah, you know something? It's getting to the point where I don't find it funny. You know how some people do something, you say, that's funny, but then it hurts people? And so you go, well, that's not funny. You know, and that's what it is with Trump. I mean, we were just watching him on the news, and he was saying some stuff. And Marjorie said to me, this guy is just stupid. You know, I mean, would you agree with her that he is stupid?
I don't think he rambles, which is I find annoying.
Yeah, well, I mean, he rambles and he says things in a way that, you know, he's an idiot. He's a moron. He's stupid. And he is using his position to make himself wealthy because he had lost all his money. He was down to under, you know, I hate to say this, he was down to under a billion. And he needed to get more money back. And he has used his presidency to do that. You know, when we're recording this thing, he's in Saudi Arabia making deals with the Saudis. And then he's got a plane given to him by Qatar, and it just reeks with him only trying to ingratiate himself and get rich. Okay, so anyway, I don't know if I find that funny anymore. It was funny, I think. The first term was kind of funny, but you know, how much money have you lost?
I didn't have any to begin with.
Oh, okay. So you don't have any stock money in stocks.
No.
But God, I mean, it was horrible. It was just horrible. I lost $50,000. I don't know. And some of it's coming back.
I think it's come back, yeah.
It's coming back a little bit. It hasn't come back to where it was. So, you know, that's not funny. I'm not going to laugh about that. Luckily, I am old and I probably won't live to use all my money. If that's the case, fine, I don't care what happens. But
you don't want to leave a lot of money.
You don't want to leave a lot of money, although we're planning on leaving it to somebody. We're planning on leaving it to, or we're leaving it all to you, Larry. but only on the condition that you buy a smartphone. Yes.
Then I'll take a Waymo ride. Life will be sweet.
Yeah, you can have all our money if you do that. But no, we were thinking of, oddly enough, St. Jude's Hospital. I like them. And I like them because, you know, when you get ads and stuff about kids who've got some kind of disease or whatever, they show all these pathetic kids with tubes up their noses and so on and looking pathetic. And I feel that's using them. In their ads, if anybody looks pathetic or depressed, it's the parents. But the kids are always happy.
Yeah.
You know, and I like the way they do their advertising. They're not trying to appeal to you on that kind of, oh, will you help this poor, sick kid? You know. And I like the way they do it. And also, I mean, I've checked the hospital out. They do good work. You got a kid who's got cancer, you go down there, you see them, if they take you in, they not only take you in, but they get you a place to live while your kid's at the hospital. So, I mean, it's really a great organization, and so we decided we want to leave all our money to them. But then again, you know, I may leave it a little bit to a few other people, too, but first I got to die. That's not a good idea.
Well, speaking of which, Norm and I got when he died. I just remember he died really close to Bob Saget and Gilbert.
Yes, yes.
Which was depressing because they were all younger than me.
Well, I didn't know that Gilbert had anything, and all of a sudden one day Gilbert Gottfried is dead, and it's from an illness that he's had for a while. But I never knew about it. I went to parties with him. I'd sit there and talk with him for hours. And he never said he had any condition that was a problem, you know.
Norm kept it under the vest.
Yeah. And Saget, we don't know what happened to Saget exactly.
No, that was very strange.
You know, he was in a hotel room, and the next thing you know, what happened? Was he just found dead in the hospital, in the hotel room?
He fractured his skull. They theorized that he fell. He got up in the middle of the night and fell in the bathroom on a marble floor and hit his head. Then he came to and went back to bed and then died while he went to sleep.
Because he had really, truly injured his brain.
I remember the autopsy. The doctor said the damage to his skull was akin to falling from a two-story building. So.
Wow. Wow. Well, you know what I have a great fear of? Because at my age, I'm getting, get lightheaded, okay? If I get up out of bed too fast, I get lightheaded, you know, I'll get finished here and I'll get out of the chair and I'll have to, you know, kind of relax for a few minutes so that I don't, you know, don't get too wobbly. And I have a great fear of falling anywhere in this apartment. You know, I mean, it depends on what you're going to hit. I mean, do you remember who was, remember William Holden?
Yeah.
And he died from either tripping or passing out or whatever and hitting his head on the corner of a glass coffee table.
And bled to death.
And bled to death, and he died from that, you know. We of course started wanting to put out a new kind of gift you could give for Christmas, which is a William Holden drinking helmet.
Well, his pearls bit, don't drink and walk.
Don't drink and walk. No, but I mean, like, you know, I get really wobbly and I think, oh boy, I could fall and that's fine. But I could then hit my head on something. One time I hit my head on the sink in the bathroom. Yeah, but it didn't do anything. I guess I got a really hard head or something like that. But then I went down to the emergency room in the hospital. I got to go in an ambulance, but they didn't turn on the siren, and they weren't going that fast. And I went, you go fast all the time. You go fast coming to pick me up because you're fighting with all other ambulances to get the business, and now you can't even do the siren when we're going to the hospital? You know, I hear them all the time in the middle of the night here. They wake me up. You can't do it for me? But anyway, they didn't. And I spent a day in the emergency room, and they did every test known to mankind and found out everything that was wrong with me. And I did have problems that later proved to be true. I mean, I found some enlarged lymph nodes and things like that, and it all added up to the thing that I have now, which is leukemia, CLL, which is chronic lymphatic leukemia. And by the way, so far I have no symptoms, so I'm fine. Yeah, I may never. You'll die with it, not from it. So,
yeah. Right.
And then I had prostate cancer, and I'm going on my fifth year in January. So when that happens, I guess I'm out of the woods. You know, so. What the hell? I never got anything that was going to kill me.
Well, how much does an ambulance ride cost now? It used to be a fortune.
I have no idea.
Medicare paid for it?
Medicare took care of
it.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. And the supplemental that we pay for. So we never even look at the bills anymore. It doesn't matter. I can look at the bills when I can go on to Medicare and go find out how much something costs and whatever. And I'm kind of sad for doctors when I look at it because it says, you know, like $1,000 for this. And then they say, and Medicare will pay you 50 cents, you know. And I don't see how doctors make money anymore, especially off of old people. There's some doctors won't take Medicare. Medicare pretty much says this is what it's worth. And they're right in most cases. And so what happens is the doctors overcharge, hoping that by overcharging it'll bump them up just a little bit from what they would get if they just gave a lower price, you know. So, wait, how old are you now?
I got Medicare.
You got Medicare. It's good, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, by the way, when are you going to get the hernia taken care of?
They actually have called me and said, we might have a couple of dates coming up. So.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's usually you like to hear that from your agent, but, you know, we have a few dates coming up. But so you're going to go get it taken care of? Is it still bothering you?
I think I have to. Yeah, it's not getting better. So.
Well, I still have mine, but it pops back in my, you know, whatever. So it doesn't hurt either, so I'm fine.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Well, I'm not going to worry about it because at my age, I really don't want that kind of operation. Marjorie should do something about a knee that's in real trouble, and a few other body parts. But she doesn't want to do it either because you know every time at our age we go into an operating room, there's always a risk we're not going to come out alive from that operating room.
Yeah,
you know.
Maybe I shouldn't get this taken care of.
Well, if it's hurting you and it's giving you great anguish and pain, then I would say do it. Okay? But if it doesn't hurt, then don't do it. That's the theory. But, you know, What is it? Albert Reynoso was my producer here in New York. He used to say, if it isn't bleeding something else, then don't worry about it.
You know? He's probably right.
Yeah. I mean, they would like to, doctors would love to do something about it, right? More money for them. But what the hell? You can't even trust doctors anymore. Hey, listen, we've run out of time here, Larry Bubbles Brown. Have you enjoyed it?
Yes, it was fun.
Okay, and we'll do it again next week. Thank you, Larry.
See you next week.
Now, in its 11th year, this is GabNet. Talk like you've never heard it before.
And, of course, that's Larry Bubbles Brown. We always have Larry on, and we enjoy him being here. So, thank you, Larry. Hello, everybody. How are you? I was not on last night. I'm going to tell you what happened. And it was a little concerning. You know, the other night I was fooling around with thermometers and the thing with the, you know, that goes up to your forehead and then you click it and so on, and talking about the disparity between them, and that I was getting like a 96 something on the forehead reading, but on the oral thermometer I was getting, what was it, I think about 100.5, and I couldn't figure out what I had or didn't have or whatever. But we finished the show, and the night before I'd had a problem where I got up in the middle of the night to go, you know, to the bathroom, and I'm like bumping into walls and everything, and then I had this temperature that showed up. And I didn't know what was happening. So then I decided that I would stop taking those pills I take every night and so on. And I went to sleep. And I woke up and I was drenched in sweat. Okay? And being drenched in sweat is not something that's good. On the other hand, it's something actually that is wonderful, because if you are doing that and having that that sweat, when it's over with, if you've sweated enough, you don't have a temperature anymore and you feel a lot better. And so yesterday I woke up with that sweat and feeling actually much better, but I was so weak. And I just felt I couldn't do a show last night. So that's why we didn't do it. And I would have loved to have done it, but I couldn't. I just couldn't. So that's the reason why I wasn't on last night. But no temperature anymore. It's, you know, it's back to where it should be. I'm still lightheaded and tired, and I really need to, it just takes me longer to recover from something like that. Anyway, I'm not going to bore you with that any longer, but I just want you to know that I am feeling a little bit better, and thank you so much, some of you. I know Patrick Blazik wrote me and said, how are you doing? You know, are you serious or anything? And I told him, no, but thank you so much, Patrick, for being so concerned and so decent. And I feel like I'm going to sneeze now because I have the air conditioner on. And there's dust in this room. And I've been sneezing all day. So anyway, forget about it. I'm not going to bore you with this. I was going to come on tonight and just not play Bubbles, because I didn't have new Bubbles to play, because we had some kind of, because I was supposed to do the interviews with Bubbles yesterday. And when I woke up, I was just so, I had sweated it out, but I was so weak, I just couldn't see myself doing it. And the same reason I couldn't do a show last night. So then I decided tonight that I was going to just do a half hour of me talking. And I don't know if those days haven't just passed, if I'm not just too far gone for that. I just don't know if, you know, in the old days I could get on the air and talk literally for 4 hours, all right, for 4 hours without a problem. And just I'd not talk to anybody, just rattle on. And I just can't do that anymore. It's just I don't have the ability to do that. So I apologize to you for not doing that tonight, because it would have been nice. Because what I wanted to talk about was something which I'll bring these people in, and then we will start talking about it. And we've got Charlie Wallace and Kevin. And let me see here. There we are. And Josh, all sitting around. Oregon, what did you say? Oregon Ducks. Oh, I thought it said something else. Anyway, can you hear us, Kevin?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you. Yep. Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
And here comes Mark Thorner to join us. Boy, nice crowd. I like this crowd. This is a good one. Where are you? What is that, a photograph for your background, Mark?
I don't know. It's from some old 1930s movie or something.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That, like, I like this.
Well, actually, you should make yourself black and white, too, you know.
I thought about that, but, yeah, you know.
Anyway, what I was going to talk about, here comes Alan. So, you know, 4 out of 5 ain't bad. Hi, Alan.
Hey, Ox.
How you doing? What I was going to do is I was going to do a half hour on Charlie Kirk. And the reason I was going to is because, first of all, my initial thought about Charlie Kirk was, who the hell is Charlie Kirk? Come to find out he's a podcaster. Big whoop, right? Then I found out he is a podcaster who takes advantage of young, naive people who will listen to his absolutely horrible theories about the world.
He founded Turning Point USA.
Yeah, that was the name of the organization. And I sat there and just went, who is he? And should I care? And then after I learned about him and what he is, what he was, and what he represented, I cared even less. Now, am I being harsh? I don't like what anybody gets shot like that. It's terrible. It's not good. It's not a wonderful thing. I don't wish it on anybody. But on the other hand, there are people who bring it upon themselves. And they bring it upon themselves because they create such an atmosphere of hate that they then are very surprised when there's some hate that comes after them. Isn't it called karma?
Yep.
Pretty much.
You know. Now, am I wrong in this or, you know, did he not bring this on himself in the name of making a fast buck on the internet from naive young people who listen to this guy?
No and yes to your question.
Well, give me the no part.
No, you're not naive, and yes, he stirs up the shit.
Oh, okay. All right, fine. Yeah.
I mean, you don't want anybody to die by a gunshot wound, but I say he brought it on his damn self, and I don't care what, you know, the preaching that's going on right now is ridiculous.
Well, what I'm hearing is just annoying the crap out of me.
It is, and it shouldn't be because it's exploiting as well.
Well, I mean,
as far as I'm concerned.
To begin with, I mean, how many of you here knew who Charlie Kirk was before this incident happened?
Well, I knew of him.
It's a kind of
little bit.
It's an age thing, isn't it?
Yeah, he keyed in on a college kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it
and
was
anybody else, but in that age range.
But, you know, he was like, oh, you know, Christ, this, you know, everything was associated with religion and so on and so forth. Well, I guess God finally got him. I don't know.
Oh, we need you up here. Come on.
Huh? Yeah.
Fire.
Right.
One of his most famous quotes is that it's perfectly acceptable to have a few deaths every year to protect our Second Amendment rights.
Yeah.
He said that after one of the school shootings.
Do you think you're live? No?
Yeah, we can hear you guys.
Oh. Hmm. Sorry.
We can hear and see you.
Good.
Hi, Pam.
Can't see myself yet. That's all.
Well,
get him there.
Yeah.
Some kids have to die to protect our Second Amendment rights.
Yeah. Yes. Well, let's look at some of these. And these are all, by the way, it's not like we're sitting here as a bunch of lefties quoting this guy out of context. He had a podcast. He said stuff on his podcast.
Yeah, it made me go to his channel and look at a couple of them.
Yeah.
Okay. If I see a black pilot, I'm going to be like, boy, I hope he's qualified.
Right?
Doesn't worry at all if it's a white pilot.
If you're an WNBA pot-smoking black lesbian, do you get treated better than a United States Marine? I mean, what kind of... But yet, there are people who were listening to this. Oh, great, right, he's right.
He happening all the religious side,
happening
too.
All the time in urban America, prowling blacks go around for fun and go target white people. That's a fact. It's happening more and more.
No, Charlie does it all the time. I've seen his videos.
Yeah,
yeah.
Charlie has a channel for that, Hunting the White Man.
Yeah. Alan?
So we have somebody that's not on the show that used to come on the show that's a staunch Republican that thinks this guy is great or was great.
My fucking daughter thinks he's great.
Yeah, well, okay, so there are a couple people.
A black woman.
Really? Wow.
She won't talk to me now because I asked her, what do you think so great about Charlie Kirk?
Are you shitting me?
Really?
Wow. That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, really.
Who's not talking?
Oh, yeah. Who's, and
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Who's not talking to who?
She won't talk to me.
Oh, well, Charlie Kirk said you have to have a dialogue.
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
If we can't talk, there's so much hypocrisy going on right now. It's ridiculous. It's so freaking sickening.
Let me see here. If I'm dealing with somebody in customer service who's a moronic black woman, I wonder if it's because of her excellence or is she there because of affirmative action?
He thought Michelle Obama was there because of affirmative action.
If we would have said that Joy Reid and Michelle Obama and Sheila Jackson Lee and Ketanji Brown Jackson were all affirmative action picks, we would have been called racist. Now they're coming out and saying it for us. You don't have to have brain processing power to otherwise be taken seriously. You had to steal a white pen, white person's slot to go be taken somewhat seriously. I mean, this is racist, horrible crap, you know? This is all from a lot of them from the Charlie Kirk show. I can give you the dates. I can give you the the place it was done. He always says he would debate anybody, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, then he would overpower them and not really let them talk.
Right.
You know, but that was his idea of debating anyone. On gender and feminism, he said this to Taylor Swift. Reject feminism. Submit to your husband, Taylor. You're not in charge. And he says, prove me wrong. Kirk's channel, let's see here. Reject feminism. Submit to your husband. Yeah, that was it. And he went on with a few more things. Oh, we Do we have to have a Nuremberg-style trial for every gender-affirming clinic doctor? We need it immediately. I mean, this guy is just was a total prick. By the way, I question again. I ask a question. Am I supposed to feel sorry for this guy?
No.
You know?
I don't think so.
Charlene, your hand was up. What?
No, I was just going to say, the wife is going to continue this work. I saw her, you know, speaking today.
Oh, wonderful. I can hardly
wait. Wonderful work that she's going to continue on with you.
I can hardly wait.
How many people that die in this country, school children and stuff, do they get to ride on Air Force One?
Yep.
Here we are.
What's the
Tony this time?
Yeah, it was Tony.
You got your browser on, Tony.
You got something going wrong there, Tony.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see you guys.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Yeah, but we heard. So anyhow, yeah, this guy flew the family back to Washington D.C. and is awarding him a medal.
Oh, by the way, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's flying him back to Washington?
Trump.
J.D. Vance.
What do you mean? J.D. Vance.
Air Force Two.
He's taking him to his home.
He took him to Phoenix.
Good. Maybe Vance will stay there, too.
The president is giving him a Congressional Medal of Honor or whatever it is.
Yeah. Freedom Medal.
What?
Freedom
Medal. Medal
of Freedom. And he's got the flag at half-mast.
Right.
Now, wasn't a couple of weeks ago a congressman got killed?
Yeah, it wasn't a congresswoman. It was a legislator from Minnesota.
Yeah. Well, we didn't see any flags being lowered for that. What are we lowering flags for? This guy was a podcaster who made money by making trouble.
Yeah.
And then he goes
just
out
because
to
Trump
something.
Says so.
He causes people to be irritated by him a lot, and then everybody goes, I wonder why he got shot. Well, do any of you wonder? I don't say it's right. Well, I'm saying that only because that's a safe thing to say. But in general, you shouldn't wish this kind of thing on anybody, okay? But the kind of misery he brought on other people by his remarks, like America was at its peak when we halted immigration for 40 years and we dropped our foreign-born percentage to its lowest level ever. We shouldn't be unafraid to do that.
Yep. Blacks had the best under Jim Crow. That's another one of the statements.
That's right.
It was best under Jim Crow.
Yeah,
yeah. I you've got some comments. I'm just having the ones here that they have written down.
I've been following this guy for years because he's such an asshole.
Yeah,
a total asshole.
Yeah, the American Democratic Party hates this country. They want to see it collapse. They love it when America becomes less white. Well, I got news for you, Charlie, if you can hear me down there. America, is not white anymore.
This guy also made a comment a while back, and it was the first time I ever heard of him on one of his podcasts, that Martin Luther King Jr. was murdered because he was outspoken, and that he wasn't really for black rights. What was he for then? Dental drills? What? No, I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. It's just because he's not for black rights. The hell he wasn't. He's for rights of everybody, but it mainly because of the way the blacks were being treated in the 50s and 60s and before. And, you know, and it was okay with this guy, Kirk, to watch that Martin Luther King got murdered.
Mm-hmm. Mark Thorner, any thoughts?
Well, any kind of murder, if for having an opinion,
is just wrong.
Okay, I'll agree with you on that.
Definitely.
This is a resultant, a direct vector that goes back to the days of electronic bulletin boards when people were doing sock puppets with outrageous claims and opinions that they know they would never say in public.
Right.
Now, take that to the ultimate extreme. This is what you're going to get.
And you've got Charlie Kirk as well.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, of course. And you have people that will just listen without checking facts. And it's, oh, he has a podcast. It must be real. It's like, where have we heard this before?
It's on the internet. It's real, right?
Well, that was the thing. My late friend Harlan Ellison, very wise, said, you are entitled to your informed opinion.
Very good.
Do the homework. Find out the truth.
Well, here's a guy who is supplying you with his truth. Okay? And the truth he wants you to have. But he's only doing it, number one, he was doing it to make a buck. Let's face it, he wanted to get as many ears as possible and eyes as possible to his podcast. That's the way he made money. How much is he worth? I have no idea, but I bet he's
worth about 12 million.
Huh?
He's worth about 12 million.
He's worth about $12 million.
That's all.
And he made that money by spreading hate to young people who really are kind of, you know.
He said homosexuals should be executed.
Well, did you hear the question was right before he got shot?
It was about gun control, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was asked, he asked how many transsexuals have killed somebody in the last 3 years or year or whatever. And his answer was a lot. I'm going, okay. Prove me wrong. It's not a lot.
Well,
maybe one.
The other guy was somebody who disagreed with him. Yeah. And he didn't get an answer from him because at that precise moment he was shot.
Mm-hmm. And there's a conspiracy thing going around where the guy behind him on the side did one of these baseball signal things.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the shot came, but that's going through everybody's head now too. I mean, the internet is probably greatly responsible for a lot of this crap.
Well, I think
the bots from China and Russia are taking advantage of it, too, and they're feeding the crap over, too.
I'll tell you where I think this is going, this whole problem is going, is that what Charlie Kirk was is being manifested by what happened to him and how it happened to him, and now the reaction to it by the press, by any number of people, okay? So, I mean, I don't know what to say, you know. But, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm only sorry in that I don't like to see anybody get killed. But, man, somebody should have stopped this guy on some level, proved him wrong a lot. But, he only went out and appealed to all his audiences were young kids.
Yeah.
College kids. You know why he went after those kids? So he could get them to register vote Republican.
Well, no, exactly. But the other reason was because he wanted to make a buck. Okay? Well, he wasn't out there because he believed in God and Jesus and all of that. He was doing because he wanted to make money.
I'm sorry, 12 million is not a lot when you're in a position like he's in.
He's only 31 now, too. It's a good beginning.
Okay. How many here would like to have $12 million? Yes, Charlene.
No, I was going to say this might sound stupid, Alex, but when I started watching the stuff that, you know, we did, I kept thinking, like, you know how you're saying he was out to make a buck? He was like, I mean, this could be a wrong analogy, but like, you know, like a like one of those preachers, you know, like Oral Roberts,
same
or
thing,
like those
same
hucksters,
thing.
Like huckster
they make
ministers.
Millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah. That's what he reminded me of, like the spiel he did. It sort of like was like slimy. like snake oil or something, you know?
Yeah. But, I mean.
I totally agree, Charlene.
Yeah. Hello, Brian. How are you this evening? Oh.
Okay, there we go. Oh, yeah. Hi. Hello. I'm good.
Yeah.
Well, what are you guys talking about tonight?
Burt
Anything
Reynolds.
Interesting?
Burt Reynolds passed away.
No way.
No, what we're talking about. I just, I can't stand to watch the TV news people covering this thing. It's just insane.
And then when you're on Facebook or Instagram, they did nonstop reels of different speeches he was doing and stuff like that. You know, yeah, it's
yeah. But you go to look at the news people, and they don't want to say anything bad.
Right.
You know, they don't want to say, hey, you know, this guy, even over at MSNBC, I asked Marjorie, is anybody complaining about his politics and about what he was saying?
Nope, they're not.
And she said, well, I think they have. Well, I doubt it.
No, they fired somebody.
Fire somebody.
Yep. Well, he was basically saying he was spreading, I don't want to say it exactly, but he said a lot of his rhetoric was really like disingenuous, really.
No,
I mean, it was
dangerous rhetoric.
Yeah.
Because it promotes a kind of attitude in this country. Hey, you know, some black person could have gotten killed because of something he said.
Right.
And they wouldn't be taking time out to say, oh, look, this person got killed because of something Charlie Kirk said.
All the black colleges had to shut down this week because of hate threats.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. And one of the white guy that killed him, that's the funny part.
Yeah. Howard University, Wilberforce, all these colleges had to shut down because they were getting these bomb threats and shit from...
I think what we're going to find out about this guy is that he's gay or transgender.
Nope.
Because there was something on one of the bullets that indicated that.
No, that was a manufacturer's stamp. They had nothing to do with trans rights or anything.
No,
the FBI has completely pulled that back now.
The FBI is also not charging him. In the news about 15 minutes before I got on the show.
They don't charge him. Wait a minute. The local authorities charge him.
That's right. But they clarified that, and they're not charging him with a federal crime. They're charging him
I love Cash Patel, how he got it wrong twice. We got the guy. No, we don't got the guy. But wait a minute. Now we got the guy. No, we don't got the guy. You know, and then he finally today, he said, well, what I loved was they went with this thing about with the work of all the fine people in law enforcement.
And they said, under my direction, several times.
Under my direction, the Justice Department and the local authorities managed to solve this problem. Well, that's not exactly what happened. All somebody had to do was answer the telephone at one of those police agencies, and it was a member of the family who turned him in. They didn't have to do any work at all.
His roommate.
His own father.
Huh? What?
His own father's the one that turned him in.
Oh, I heard it was his sister.
No.
No, his father was a sheriff, a former sheriff. And so the son confessed to him, and he turned him in.
One guy looked like Larry David. The guy had his pants on his ankles and was walking them down. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see.
They looked like Larry David, and then they had him in custody and walking him down, and his pants were his ankles.
I just think there's a motivation there because he might have felt that the stuff that he was saying that was anti-gay.
No, right. You're right, Alex. Whatever you said, there was something etched on the bullet.
One of the bullets that
had... Not on the bullet, on the bullet case. Let's get it right.
All right, whatever, Alan. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that was what the FBI said first. But they have retracted that now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The manufacturer's symbol on the
yes, that's correct.
Well, I don't.
There was some writing too.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get any motivation on this thing for quite a while.
This guy won a 4-year degree to Utah State or something like that.
Yeah,
was there for one semester and transferred to another college, taking electrical engineering. And so I thought that was kind of weird.
Why is that weird?
I don't know. He just why apply for a? It's he read the message on YouTube, the kid that did the shooting, mm-hmm. and he said there, and it's worth $32,000. You know, and but he obviously it wasn't that important to him. He wanted to go do something else. So
mm-hmm.
Everybody says he was a loner. I mean, that doesn't make somebody a bad person.
No, no. And the neighbor said he was a nice guy, nice enough guy, right. kid, you know.
Right.
That whole family was a family of gun nuts. I mean, the mom posted all kinds of pictures on her Facebook page with automatic weapons and shit.
Well, let's not get into what the networks also did that was horrible. They kept trying to Monday morning quarterback this whole thing.
Yeah.
You know? And that makes me a little – I get irritated when that happens.
It isn't only the conservative media. It's some of the liberal media.
They were sitting around all trying, oh, this is what must have happened, and this is how it could have happened, and here's probably what it was all about with the guy, and blah, 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 blah.
It's all too fresh. It takes time to build evidence properly.
I say shut the hell up.
Absolutely.
Let this thing play itself out.
Absolutely.
Josh, you're conspicuously quiet.
Yeah, sorry. I guess I don't have anything to add.
Okay.
They're also, they want to try this guy in the media because Utah allows cameras in the court, but the feds don't.
This is not going to be a federal case unless they want to make it one as a hate crime.
No, but they're going to try him in Utah,
yeah.
because Utah allows cameras. It's part of the deal with the state attorney in Utah and Cash Patel.
Well, you know, once again, we have the president causing a situation which, with a good lawyer, they could probably get this whole thing thrown out of court.
It probably will be, yeah.
Because he was making comments today about give him the death penalty. Well, wait a minute, we haven't even charged him with anything yet.
Right.
You know, how un-American is that? Well, I asked that about Trump. Yeah, come on. Yeah, that's stupid.
Him, I mean, come on.
You know.
The interesting thing is that Utah is the last state, if he does get the death penalty and does get convicted, the death penalty in Utah is by firing a squad.
No, it's, I think it can also be by some other ways as well. You have a choice.
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah,
I'd rather have an injection than the firing squad.
Some people would rather have a firing squad, saying that's faster and more lethal.
That's my point. I mean, if you're going to die, a bullet through the brain is a lot quicker than...
They don't shoot you in the brain.
They shoot you in the chest, I think.
Yeah.
Wow. I'll back up on that.
Why don't you just, slow down and let everybody else talk?
Okay, because I know something about ballistics. But go ahead. I'll shut up.
This isn't about ballistics, unless you want to get into the gun he used and,
I don't know what gun he used.
Well, speaking of that gun.
He used a bolt-action carbine.
Did anybody know that it was registered yet? They didn't leak that out yet, right?
It was. But a carbine is very easily obtained, especially in Utah. Yeah.
They have a video of this guy climbing down from the roof of the building where the shot was fired. He does not have a gun in his hand.
I think he left it on the roof.
But the gun was found in the woods.
I think he stuffed it down his pants when he was jumping down.
Hold on a second. You don't think so, Alan? You're not paying attention to any of the news that's coming across.
A bolt-action rifle is not a small rifle.
Let me finish with what I'm saying. Okay? There's a shot of him walking down the street and he's limping, but later on he doesn't have a limp, and that's because he had the rifle in his pants.
That's what it looked like when I'm watching the video.
So you can see when he jumps off the roof, he comes down completely with his knees bent. That's why he's limping. He hurt himself jumping from 12.
I don't know.
That's right.
Let's not get into this whole.
I agree. I agree with Charlie.
But they,
All right. Anybody else want the Monday morning quarterback?
It was Larry David.
We don't have the whole story yet.
Yeah.
They're lying to us about
Biden. Well, we all know this was because of Biden.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well,
Biden was the first to find the shoe print.
Yeah.
And Trump gave him the Medal of Honor or something?
Yeah, no, he wants to give him the Medal of Honor.
Yeah, and they're flying the flag at half mast.
It's funny. There's a flag under the American flag, and it's a black flag. What is that?
With the blue stripe?
Black flag spray, I think they said, right? The other bug spray.
You terminated the other night.
Trump
that it
a lot
was
of money.
They have the black flag with the blue stripe.
Kevin, I asked it the other night, didn't I?
Yeah, no, it's the POW MIA flag.
Oh, okay.
I see. Okay.
Oh.
Well, why would Trump care about POWs?
By the way, Trump's been to New York twice in 1 week.
No, he went
to tennis match, then he went back down to Washington, then he came back up. He likes to go to places that will boo him now.
Yeah, did he get booed today?
What happened. What happened out at the Yankees game? Anything?
You really couldn't hear that. I couldn't hear that well because they cut to a commercial then. So it didn't seem like they were booing him, at least my ears, that bad. But I could be wrong, too, though, because they kind of cut
him. I'm sure they did. He was in New York, for crying out loud.
If I had tickets to the game, I would have stayed home knowing he was coming, because you know it's going to be a shit show there with him now.
Well, I mean, the fact is, he comes back here twice. How much does it cost to get Air Force One off the ground, have it land here? You know, how much does that cost?
And you know where I think they land, Alex? Me and my brother went shopping, and we went to visit my aunt in the Hamptons.
Probably in an airport.
There's a strip out there. He lands, we were driving out there. We saw one of the Trump planes out there. He must land in Long Island and drive all the way in.
But I want to know how much it costs.
It's got to be a lot.
Because it's got to be expensive just to gas that beast up.
Yeah, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to fly Trump as president in his plane. They're going to fly him in Air Force One.
What are you saying about his plane? I didn't talk about his plane.
Because Tony said that they saw his plane at an airport.
I think they landed out in Long Island now.
Are you talking about Air Force One when you said his plane?
Well, it was a Trump plane. It wasn't the Air Force One.
He doesn't use it.
But I think if they land, I bet you they land out where it's desolate out in the island and then drive in.
No, they probably land here as close to Midtown as possible.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
They want
he's a target the farther out he is. So
yeah.
For the sake of the Secret Service and everybody else, they try to bring him in. It's like when he comes to San Francisco, they bring him into SFO. Really? All the presidents. So,
Bree?
Or a local air for a military
base. Got any comments?
Yeah, and Moffett Field, too. They use Moffett Field a lot.
Oh, that's right.
Sometimes. They use Moffett Field all the time, yeah, because they blocked the freeway there for a bit. Just. Yeah.
Bree, any comment on this?
I actually didn't know who what.
Well, you're with a lot of us here. You know.
Mm-hmm. I had heard the name Turning Point USA, but I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know his, I think he came around after I had, moved abroad. So I think he was big in the U.S., but you wouldn't have heard about him outside.
Right. By the way, South Park this week was supposed to be an episode about Charlie Kirk. And they canceled it. They decided not to run it. Well, no, they weren't told to cancel. They can't use their own good judgment and decided not to run it. Well, I thought too bad. I would like to have seen what it was like. And then I was pointed to the second episode of this season, and guess what it's about? Charlie Kirk. And you can go over to, if you have Paramount Plus, And you can go over to South Park. Just go to this season's second episode. It's Cartman trying to be Charlie Kirk. So he says he's a great master debater.
The guy was stealing his act. The guy who had that podcast was stealing Cartman's act.
Yeah.
That's what he didn't like. He said, no, that's my act, yeah.
Yeah, but and later on they actually have Charlie Kirk giving out awards, the Charlie Kirk Awards.
That's right.
And Cartman's there waiting to get it, and somebody the else gets it, and he gets really mad and everything. But
yeah.
You know, but it was the Master Debater Award. So if you want to see at least the essence of what South Park might have done, that's a good thing to look at. Anyway, you know, I just and the reaction of the press and everybody, what's the big deal about this guy? You know, I mean, if I got up to give a speech somewhere and I got shot, nobody'd give a damn. Right?
If it was Gabby Giffords under Trump, nobody would make much
Gabby
of it.
Gabby Giffords is a good example. I mean, obviously people cared about her, and she got a lot of news, but it didn't dominate the news like
that's
this.
That's right. That's right. That's my point, because she was a Democrat.
Yep.
Well, but it was during a time, I believe, well, who was in office at the time?
It was Bush, wasn't it?
I think Bush.
Was it Bush?
Bush, yeah.
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 Well, Bush certainly, I think, came out and said, this is horrible what happened to Gabby Gifford, you know. But, I mean, this whole thing about, you know, we're gonna give the Presidential Medal of Freedom or whatever. I don't know what it is.
Alex?
Yes?
He's throwing that around. Giuliani's getting that too, right?
He's getting it. But what?
Yeah, that's to deflect. What? That was deflect from a bad story.
Yes.
Yeah. But I'm trying.
He likes to throw that around. You know, the Medal of Freedom. Now.
He's, you know, Trump is just passing these things out like they were like, you know, those chocolate coins for crying out loud.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's terrible.
I think that Alex, I don't know if you will agree with that. I think that the Kirk guy sounds like he was like picking up the mantle of Rush Limbaugh, but doing it on social media with the younger audience. Is that right?
Yeah, we have a hard time hearing you because there's something about the way your microphone is working. I think you've got it set so it's clipping or whatever, but it tends to pad you down. And then we can't, it's very weird. Can you, am I right, everybody? Is he hard to hear?
Yeah, I can't understand him.
It's too soft and low, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can bring you closer.
Yeah.
I don't know if that helps. But yeah, so I was just saying that, I mean, it, based on what I saw, it looked like he was kind of like a young Rush Limbaugh type.
It's different than that. You can't compare him to any. You can compare him to a lot of what's happening today in podcasting and so on. Rush Limbaugh, different kind of animal, you know. This is all within a podcast universe. I think what we're learning is the internet is turning into something ghastly. You know, all the way around, that a guy like this can achieve this kind of popularity and also having a president kiss his butt, right? You know, and it's all because he's on the internet. He's got a podcast.
That was getting a lot of younger people to vote Republican.
Yep. But, you know, I don't know what his worth was, whether he was really that effective or that because he was promoting himself like crazy, he seemed to be that effective.
Was supported by some rich billionaires.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he was going after young people to go get them to vote Republican. He was funded. He made more money from that than he made from his podcast or from young people sending him money or whatever.
Wow. And of course, then again, they also had the president inviting him over for dinner. And, you know, today we had, you had J.D. Vance saying, he was my friend. Yeah. Whole thing just gives me chills. Yes, Charlene.
Alex, did I hear correctly? Like right before you came on the air, I had watched like a news broadcast on ABC. And I think they said that they think that ChatGPT and AI somehow could be responsible for the way this kind of stuff affected the shooter. Because, you know, young people use these things and they start thinking.
Where did they say that?
That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, blame everything on ChatGPT. What the hell is that all about?
Yeah, and that they think it's a real person. And that, like, you know, New Jersey wants to make a law that you have to reword your, like, is it Meta or Meta? Zuckerberg has to watch how you say suicide and how, you know, if you say what is suicide, how they answer.
Don't use Meta.
Don't
use Meta.
Right. Well, they're using it too much, they say, these young youth, you know. And they think it's real, like it's a person now or something.
No, that's not how ChatGPT works.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, everybody's blaming everything on AI and ChatGPT. You know technology, don't you, Josh? I mean, excuse me. No, Josh, I'm asking the wrong guy. Mark?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know a lot about technology. Are we using this whole term about, you know, ChatGPT or GPT or whatever, causing all these problems?
It wouldn't surprise me.
But people who have no idea of technology are the ones that make these claims. You know, oh, it's just terrible. It's horrible. You know, so, anyway.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, guess who's going out to eat food?
Three.
Oh, Ryan. Right.
It's lunchtime in Malaysia.
What's for dinner today?
Yeah.
Something with rice or noodles.
I bet there's some rice involved. I just think. You know. But anyway. How are you doing, Tony? What's new?
I had a little cold like you had, Alex, but I got over it a little bit.
I didn't have a cold. I had, I think, a major flu.
I took the flu shot, too, when you were talking about it. I took it about a week ago.
Yeah, we were supposed to get mine yesterday, I think it was. And, by the way, don't deal with pharmacies anymore. They're terrible.
I got mine to Hilltop. Was it okay?
Oh, no. We had CVS, so I decided I wouldn't go and get my shots yesterday, which we were scheduled for a Thursday, because I was just, you know, I'd just come down off of being really sick. And okay, well, goodbye. I'll talk to him later. Anyway. No, we didn't want to. I figured I'd just gotten over this, whatever it was. It probably was a flu. And then I sweated it out like crazy. I mean, I was just, the bed was soaking. My shirt was
gone. I made myself soup, and then I made a meatloaf today, too.
I'm trying to tell what happened at the pharmacy, and you're talking about soup. Oh, boy, I give up.
I'd rather hear about the soup.
There's nothing to talk about.
I'm happy, Alex, that you're feeling better, though.
Yeah.
Well, I'm feeling slightly better. I still feel weak. I don't know what it was. You have a gun, Tony, you have a gun?
What a well-behaved dog.
Well, see, you know, the dog is cooped up with Tony. What do you expect?
The dog's nuts.
Yeah, and other parts of his anatomy.
Alex?
Yes.
I had to have a colonoscopy. It was horrible.
Thinking about you getting a colonoscopy is horrible.
I know, and guess what? I didn't do a good enough prep, so now I have to go back again.
Are you serious?
Oh, God.
How'd you do it? Would you
stop? That's the first time I've ever done a bad job, but he did something, but he didn't want to go all the way, you know, because he couldn't get up there.
I should have called him.
But it was nice about it. He didn't,
you should have called him. Like, come on.
Tony's dog is talking a lot. Woof, woof, woof.
Bad dog.
Yeah. He has to go, shh, 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 like that guy on TV. He goes, shh, and the dog just...
All right, settle down, Charlene.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Almost thinking I should have called in sick today.
Cheerios. She's eating all my Cheerios, Alex, this dog.
Yep, it's back again.
Well, I guess you don't care what happened to me at the pharmacy.
Okay, we want to know. No, go ahead, Alex.
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to.
Thank you.
It's just let me just say for the record that the pharmacy CVS was terrible. You can't get them on the phone. You can't get them online. We couldn't find any way to cancel it. You know, and I'm going, are you kidding me? I mean, what is this? I mean, people get sick, they need the pharmacy, and they can't get a hold of the pharmacy? What's that all about? You know,
that's the way it is now, Alex.
They were in mourning over Kirk getting shot.
Oh, jeez. Oh, boy. How many more minutes do we have left?
Okay. Yeah, I want to hear more about Charlene's colonoscopy.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it was a colonoscopy. That was it, Alan.
They're not fun to prep for. They're easy to have done.
They're very easy to prep for.
Yeah, I did one a couple of years ago. I'm going to do another one in the winter.
Did anybody else have any good colonoscopy stories at all that you want to add to this? How about you, Brian? What are you looking at?
The Dodgers just tied it up. Oh, shit. And then the cat's going after the ball now. My cat is like watching the ball. There's a home run right now, and they show the ball going in the sky. And the cat running up to the.
Your cat
is not a Dodgers fan. What's up?
No, he's running up against the TV, almost seeing the ball go out. So.
Oh, okay. Smart cat you got there.
Yeah, I know. Everything is good. Everything's good.
Get your cat and Tony's dog together. You know, they can play each other.
I started getting Adrian for weeks at a time now. So
four.
Hold on a second. Let Brian's talking. Let him talk. Okay.
I just wanted to say goodbye. Have a nice weekend, everyone. I'm boarding the flight.
Oh, okay. Oh,
bye. Text us the flight number if you want to have a crash.
Yeah.
I started getting Adrian for the whole week now. So I got her last Friday, and all week I had her. So been taking her to school, picking her up. Nice. And then her mom is going to a wedding this weekend, so we sort of swap weekends. So I'll have her this weekend too. So yeah, so life is good.
It's really cool. It's good you got that whole thing solved because you know the children should not be made to suffer. You know.
Yeah, it was unfortunate, but you know, I know that I wouldn't be able to get her 50-50 without going to the lawyers and doing all that stuff because, you know, she's being difficult. So everything's good now.
Well, that's the reason why I never had kids.
Because I
never felt that I could have them by somebody I trusted.
Trusted. I know. Because you used to say that on Live 105 all the time.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I stayed single for so long.
Look. People get married for all the wrong reasons. The worst reason they get married is they had great sex.
Yep.
That's the worst reason to get married. Because eventually...
Because it comes to an end.
Yeah, it comes to an end. Exactly.
It wears out.
I think that we have to start looking at marriage in a whole new way. And think of it in terms of the fact that it's a business partnership you're going into. Mm-hmm. It's a a twosome that are going to like get along and hang out and do stuff. But one day the sex is going to, you know, it's not going to be as good as it was. Okay.
It might be non-existent.
Yeah, there's some rich guy, and he says the most important choice you will make in your life is who you marry.
Yes. And otherwise, don't get married.
Exactly.
Yeah. My dog was really important to me, and I never got married, so I'm doing okay. You're lucky, though, Brian. You got good kids, so.
Yeah.
You know, she's going to be the first kid in her school to have a McLaren to drive to school soon.
Well, she started a new school, and all the kids know already because she wore, you know, she wears a couple of McLaren shirts, and, like, you know, boys will say, oh, you have a McLaren? Well, my dad does, and then she asked me to pick her up today, so I picked her up today in the McLaren. So, yeah, so it gets popular pretty quick at a new school that way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I bet it does.
Is your dad picking you up again in the McLaren? You should go out and go get a little old Volkswagen, you know, and then have that one and just say, "Well, I picked you up in the Volkswagen." And all the kids are going to go, "Oh, you." Fathers, what, he get fired? What happened?
Yeah, if she does bad, I'll pick her up in that.
Yeah. So how's everything going with you, Kevin?
It's going okay. My daughter ended up on the side of the Oregon Athletics Band trailer, semi-trailer that they use. They got an image of her on the side.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow, that's great.
And then she's going to be in a Fox commercial this weekend.
Oh, wow.
What do you Ducks mean? She's going to be in the Fox commercial. Are they going
to? I don't
do
know.
The
they had to go out to the airport and do all kinds of shit with that fucking robot or whatever the hell it is. The Fox robot.
The Fox robot?
Yeah. You know, you see it on the football games.
Oh, well, yeah, I see it on all the football games.
I know. You're going to be – that's why you're going to bed early tonight, so you can get up early for the game.
For the game, absolutely.
I think they play 12 o'clock tomorrow.
They play Northwestern, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, sorry, Kevin. I can't root for Oregon.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
I can't root for Northwestern.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you see the last game? Oh, my God. Kevin and I were just blasting back and forth, like, this is crazy game, and then, like, another touchdown, another interception, touchdown, another interception, touchdown. It was pretty hilarious.
Ohio did the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, somebody just mentioned John Redshaw put up here that Sean Astin has just been elected the SAG-AFTRA president.
Oh, yep. Wow.
And he's the one I wanted to see win.
Daddy Duke's son, yeah.
Thank God we don't have Fran Drescher anymore.
His dad is his dad is Gomez from Adam's Family, isn't he?
Yes, he is, right.
The original Adam's Family.
Right.
Yeah.
The real one.
Not the current Gomez.
Fun facts. Mm-hmm.
Fun facts, yeah. Anyway, so that's it for today. You know, I made it through today. That's pretty good.
You're all over the fucking place.
Just turn off your microphone, Tony.
Yeah, my brother was talking to me, so you don't want to hear me and him talking.
No, I no, no.
We're going out to the island tomorrow. He wants to look at some houses.
One is enough. Oh, God. Just turn your microphone off. Either that or shoot the goddamn dog.
Have a nice weekend.
Come on,
we take the dog off, and I don't know, and then the dog comes back. What's up with that?
Of course.
You know?
Stupid pet trick.
Oh, boy.
I think the dog is more intelligent than...
You're probably right.
Yes. Here he goes.
Okay. All right.
Stephen Patrick,
thank you so much, Charlie, for being with us tonight. Kevin, great having you here. Josh, we haven't heard anything from you tonight, but, you know.
That's okay.
We like having you here anyway. Our good friend Mark Thorner, love seeing you here. Alan, good having you here. Jeff Stein, always a pleasure. Charlene, thank you for calling. Tony, thank you for
barking at us. Finally, Brian Neary, thank you. Everybody, give a big wave goodbye, and I'll give a big wave goodbye at you. Okay, there they go, folks. That's our citizen panel for tonight. We're out of here for tonight. We'll be back again on Monday, right here on the Monday show, which goes out over Facebook, and that is called be 4 o'clock on Monday. And then, of course, next week, same time, same station. Yes, you know it, right here. Same time, same station in life. And if you see her, as always, tell her I love her, okay? Bye-bye, everybody. Have a nice night, okay?